Battle of Uhud because of a mistake that took place by the Sahaba who forgot what the Prophet had instructed them to do. The result of this was 70 Sahaba were martyred, including the beloved uncle of the Prophet Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. So this was the background of how this surah was revealed. But after the whole episode had happened, the whole incident had happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he addressed the Prophet and said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ. Because of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are gentle towards them. So as a leader, you know, you have this kind of a situation where the people did not listen to what you said, or they forgot your instructions, and because of that, a huge tragedy took place. Your blood uncle got killed in that battle. So what do? So you become strict and you become harsh and fear losing the people who are around you, or do you maintain some calmness, gentleness, softness, and diplomacy with the people around you? So the Prophet, he remained gentle and soft with the people around him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing this, he said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَرَمْ. Because of a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are gentle towards them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ قَوْضًا غَلِيبَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَوْتُوا مِنْ حَوْلِكِ. If you had been hard-hearted, if you had been strict and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. They would have left you. So this was the best approach from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and after that Allah says, فَعَفُوا عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. So forgive them, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for them, and continue to take their opinion. Continue to consult with them in situations. So think about that. That 70 people have died, his uncle has died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet to be forgiving towards them and to overlook their mistakes and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for them. And on top of that, to take opinions and to take advice from those same people that made that mistake. This is what leadership is about. That when a person is given leadership, it is not always that a person just wields a stick and becomes a dictator. Sometimes softness and gentleness is more appropriate to keep the people united and to keep them around you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Once you've made a decision after making shura and consulting with them, then have the tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people who have tawakkul. Also, some of the verses which I recited today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Muslims and says, سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Rush towards the maghfirah from your Lord and a jannah whose width is the heavens and the earth. When we say the width, generally speaking, when we talk about the width of an object, the width is shorter than the length. So if the width is the heavens and the earth, can you imagine how much the length of that jannah is going to be? So it is prepared for وَعِدَّةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been prepared for the people of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe the qualities of the people of taqwa. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations. Whether their hand is tight or they have wealth, they spend in all situations. And وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Come back to that again. They swallow their anger. If they are angry, they swallow their anger and don't take it out upon people. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِسُرْعَةٍ. A strong person is not the person who can wrestle another person to the ground. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَدَرُ. But that strong person is the one who can control himself in a fit of anger. So, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those people that swallow their anger, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are forgiving towards other people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. These are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, the people who do good. And if they make a mistake, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. Whenever they commit a sin, they do something wrong, they always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness straight away. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who is the one who forgives sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And on top of that, وَلَمْ يُصِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. If they commit a sin, they don't persist on that sin. They don't continuously commit to do the sin, but they stop the sin and seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the qualities of the people of Taqwa who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Jannah. And finally, one more verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses again the Muslim ummah and says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be upset, don't be worried, you are going to be on top. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If indeed you have iman. So this is a very big ask right at the end. The condition is that if you have iman, then you will be victorious, you will be on top. But not the iman that we have, not the iman that we claim to have. The iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Arab in Surah Al-Hujurat who became Muslim for political reasons. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them and says, قَالَ فِي الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. O Prophet of Allah, tell these people who say that we've become mu'min, that you haven't got iman yet, you've just become Muslim. This is the beginning stage of claiming to be a mu'min, claiming to be a Muslim. This is the beginning. After that, there is so much effort that you have to put into your life to build that iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has requires from us. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you have that type of iman about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, iman has more than 70 stages and 70 parts. If we build that iman in completion, then the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there that وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be upset, don't be worried. You will be victorious if you have that iman. So this is the thing that we have to strive for, to build that level of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us, not just to have a name of Abdullah and Abdurrahman and think that that is going to be sufficient for us. That internal effort is a constant requirement from us, self-evaluation, and building ourselves from the inside. This is something that we need to work upon at all times. You should never be satisfied and say, yes, I have enough iman.